Hello, my friend. Greetings and good day to you. This is your brother Ramesh Medasani from our Daily Blessing. I hope this audio clip will be a blessing to you. Most of us want to be known for our integrity, that we are reliable and honest in all our dealings. But when you are drowning in your troubles, what do you care most? Consider King David. In Psalm 86, he writes, "For the waters have come up to my neck. I sink in deep mire where there is no foothold. I have come into deep waters and the floods sweep over me. My throat is parched, my eyes grow dim." The champion whose name was once celebrated in the streets is now being mocked. His reputation is under attack. Yet David says, "For zeal of your house has consumed me." Even in his distress, David's mind is not on himself. He is not preoccupied with his own honor or the lack of it. His zeal is for the Lord's house. This is what consumes him. Honestly confessing his faults, he prays that he would not defame the God of Israel. In short, he locates his identity in God himself and is more worried about God's own reputation than his. Through the ages, God has proven himself to be faithful and compassionate to those who love him. Time and experience shows that God is able to do the impossible. He is capable of turning tragedy to triumph and turn sorrow into joy. And that's just the beginning. God's reputation gives us assurance that he hears us and will answer when we call to him for help. When we are anxious about certain things in life, we can ask God to draw us back to himself because of his unfailing love. When circumstances threaten to overwhelm us, we can ask him for strength and wisdom because he is faithful and good. God answers our prayers not based on our eloquent words or how good we are. It is based on who he is, and that never changes. God's name is behind everything he does. The Bible says in Psalm 19 verses 15 and 16, "Happy are those who hear the joyful call to worship, for they will walk in the light of your presence, Lord. They rejoice all day long in your wonderful reputation. They exult in your righteousness." Remember, my friends, in Jesus we inherit an eternal reputation that can never be tarnished. Shall we pray? Blessed Lord, your grace and mercy are unending. Glorious are you, O Lord. Show yourself mighty on behalf of us. Let your righteousness and justice, steadfast love and faithfulness go before us. Lord Jesus, help us to walk in the light of your face and the power of your name all the day. In your precious name we pray. Amen. May God bless you and be gracious to you.